Hello again, guys, and welcome to On the Range Podcast. And thank you for making this part of your day. How's it going today, buddy?
Man, Mark, it is always a fantastic day when you're on this side of the ground. So no complaints on this end. I want to thank you, the viewer, listener out there, for giving us your most precious commodity, your time to tune in. Guys, you could be doing 20,000 other things, but taking the time to tune in to us, greatly appreciated. Please do me a huge favor. Obviously, you're driving, find that safe spot, but hit that subscribe button, leave us a rating review. I don't care if it's a thumbs up emoji, do something, because it's your support that helps this show grow. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your strangers on the street. It doesn't matter. Get the word out there about the OTR universe. You know, if you guys want to support the show, you want to do a bi-monthly Zoom call with me and Mark. We solve all the world's problems. Great patrons on there. Just a fantastic crew. Go to patreon.com/onthe range podcast. See that again, patreon.com/onthe range podcast. Great way to support, early access to all the episodes of the show, training tips, vlogs. Man, it is just, go check it out. That I'm going to leave it at that, Mark. You know, what else can you say? Yeah. Last but not least, guys, my final housekeeping, do us a huge favor. Make sure you guys check out warhog.com and kellydefense.com. Sign up for our newsletters. It's super easy. It's going to pop up within the first couple seconds there. Trust me, we don't bombard you with a bunch of email blasts. I'll be honest, I've been behind the power curve on even sending out any email newsletters here. Just been a little bit busy with everything. But another way you guys can support, and oh, by the way, we let you guys know all the insider info before the public. So, yeah, appreciate all the support, guys.
Yeah, those websites, one-stop shops, really appreciate it. And at the very least, guys, share these audio and videos to all your friends, like Rick said. Yeah. But, you know, today we got a, it's going to be a little bit of fun. Now, you know me, I like the pop culture, and I like to talk about the entertainment. And to me, it's really a snapshot of what people are into. You can kind of tell, you know, what's popular, what's not. Here for a while, though, ever since the boon of social media, the celebrities have been elevated to such a status that it's almost unbelievable. And it got to a point, and we've talked about this before, these fake award shows that they put on for themselves and they give themselves awards. Nobody cares. Nobody cares anymore. As a matter of fact, Seth Rogen, who can't get any woke than him, you know, he's a B-list actor, you know, somewhat comedian. Him and, if you remember, guys, if you're not familiar who he is, him and Sarah Silverman had that claymation or that animation, Santa Inc., which was super woke, and I ended up being like the lowest rated TV show ever. No one's responding to it anymore. This past week, Sunday, was the Oscars. It was the Oscars. And I always like talking about it because the year before was the lowest rated Oscars ever. And we'll talk about that a little bit, about some of the ratings, some of the early indications. But, you know, we had the big smack heard around the world. This Oscars was doomed from the beginning. They had a terrible, remember when they tried to get Kevin Hart, and then Kevin Hart from like 10 years ago made a joke that someone brought back up. He got canceled and they wouldn't let him do it. The Golden Globes the year before, Ricky Gervais had that epic monologue at the Golden Globes, so they weren't going to have him. They should have had him. People would have watched to see what he was going to say. But anyway, they decided to go with Amy Schumer, Wanda Sykes, and Regina Hall. Now, don't know much about Regina Hall. I know she was in a couple of B movies, you know, pretty popular. But Wanda Sykes, I've known as a comedian, openly gay. You know, she makes a lot of jokes about that, and she can be funny. But Amy Schumer, completely unlikable, completely not funny. They decided to go with these three hosts. When you saw that, what were your reaction to those hosts?
I'm not going to tell you a lie, Mark. I had no clue who they were. But I didn't even care what the Oscars were doing. All right. Who the hosts were.
No, most people don't.
What's it? Movie of the year, whatever stupid awards they give themselves for the best costume or music or dude. I don't care, right?
Yeah.
This is just Rick, right? Have I seen the Oscars? Sure, I'm not going to be ignorant and say I've never seen them, right? But I've got better things to do. I could care less about these people because, in my opinion, when you look at the Hollywood-esque, and I will throw this out carefully, for the most part, they are all a bunch of hypocritical jackholes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to show some demonstrations of that.
That is not all of them. Okay. Mm-hmm. I will throw out Max Martini as a prime example. Max mm-hmm. did something for me, and I don't know. I loosely know Max, right? Met him at the SHOT Show, chatted a little bit. It's not like we're tight. I'd say we're tighter now after what he did. But Max took his time to record an audio session or an audio section.
Yes.
You know, for Guardians of the Night, which is basically a military working dog poem for me. For, you know, in honor of Duco, he didn't have to do that, right? But he did. Again, not just because he's Max Martini, not because he just did it for me, but it shifts up the notch, right? We could look at another gentleman. I'm sure everyone knows Gary Sinise, aka mm-hmm. Lieutenant Dan. I don't know Gary from nothing, right? But Gary does great stuff for the military.
A lot of great work he did.
In fully support of him. But I'm just saying the whole, I don't want to put everyone in Hollywood, because there are some people that stick out. But for the most part, hypocritical, don't care. You know, what's it? Old Liam Neeson, right? Oh, ban guns. They're all bad. Why the hell are you making movies with guns, dude? You know, quit making money where it fits you, but then you want to run your mouth and your sidebar agendas. So, no, I had no clue. I didn't even realize the Oscars, and I didn't know about the whole slap heard around the world, which we'll get into here, till after the fact. Because it became such a big deal.
Yeah. And then, you know, with the choice of these hosts, you knew exactly where it was going. It was going to be super woke, mm-hmm. which people are absolutely tired of. And for some reason, these elite types, you know, politicians and celebrities alike, they can't get out of their own way. They do not see the writing on the wall. On top of that, now, you're right. Back in the day, the Oscars was a big, big deal. It was drawing 30, 40, 50 million viewers. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd wait to see if Indiana Jones won Best Picture or Best Score or whatever. That was a huge thing. Mm-hmm. Now, they take away like some of the events to try to shorten it, right? Mm-hmm. And instead of taking away some of these celebrities' awards that is going to be shown on TV, they take away the editing or the musical scores and stuff like that. Things mm-hmm. where a guy like you and me might actually have that job. Sure. And you're not a celebrity. You're back in the tape room and you're cutting and splicing this stuff up and you get recognized. They pull that. So they mm-hmm. pull the commoner out and put guys like Will Smith in there. And that's just elitist. Another thing that people hate, the elitist.
Yeah.
And they just can't see it.
No. Let's think about it for a minute. You're an entertainer. You're being paid to entertain people. And we've hit this time and time again. Today's entertainment isn't, you know, the entertainment of yesteryear. Indiana Jones, I'd love for them to come out with another Indiana Jones movie, right? I mean, I don't need to hear your political garbage. I don't need your indoctrination. I don't need your propaganda. I just want to sit there for a couple hours and just have some entertainment. Go, yeah, cool movie, mm-hmm. you know? I want the movies that inspire people. So you look at, you know, you talk to a lot of guys that served in the military, guaranteed there's some movie that inspired him. Obviously, Charlie Sheen and Navy SEALs did not inspire me. he was beat to the punch years ago by John Wayne and the Green Berets. But plenty of, you know, let's bring that stuff back. So I think people are to the point, nobody cares.
So the monologue, if you hadn't seen it, guys, I'll just give you the cliff notes. It was these three standing up there, and it was so awkward and so terrible, and it was completely woke. They had a chant where, you know, they started saying gay, 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 and all this other stuff. It's just absolutely ridiculous. Terrible, lazy jokes, just mm-hmm. awful. Now, they did have a couple of jokes, one about Leonardo DiCaprio and all the young girls he dates, but hey, you know, that's what you're there for. So,
hey, man.
Yeah, yeah, he deserves it. He goes with it. You know, it's not untrue. So they had the chant, you know, gay, 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 and all these other things. There was a couple of times where Amy Schumer would say something that was supposed to be the punchline of a joke, and she would stand there awkwardly, and people didn't know when they were supposed to even laugh or clap. It was that awkward and bad. So if anybody doesn't know, oh, by the way, you know, last year they almost didn't broadcast it. They almost didn't broadcast it because they can't get people to sign in to advertise on it because it's too long. People aren't watching. It's just not worth their money. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Chris Rock is a presenter. He's not a host. He's a presenter. He goes up there and he said, you know, he's got a couple minutes. And I'm sure all this stuff was rehearsed. Everybody knew. And he makes a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith's hair. Apparently suffers from alopecia.
Sure.
It's hair loss. Okay. Yeah. And it was kind of benign. It wasn't even that big of a joke. It was something like, hey, you know, Jada looking forward to G.I. Jane 2 coming out, really looking forward to that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was a choice for her to shave her head, by the way, Jada Pinkett Smith. Mm-hmm. And Will Smith completely loses it, walks up on stage, handles it like a loser, mm-hmm. and open hand slaps Chris Rock, who took it, by the way, and regained some composure and kept going. Mm-hmm. Will Smith goes back, sits down, starts yelling some explicitives. They ended up having to cut the audio. It continues. Chris Rock, who I think saved the whole show, gathered himself, continued, and ended up, you know, you could tell he was a little upset, and sure. You don't expect something like that to happen. And he finished his delivery of his presentation. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I want to talk about through this whole thing, I'm sure everybody's probably seen the video, is obviously Will Smith is not in a good place emotionally. Mm-hmm. He's hurting. Yep. And everybody knows, you know, it was a strange reaction because everybody knows the story about a year ago where Jada's stepping out on him mm-hmm. and he's humiliated.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it come from. I don't think this slap was meant. Chris Rock was in the wrong spot, said the wrong thing at the wrong time. And it really wasn't the wrong thing to say.
No, it... I mean, here's the thing. You have a comedian up there, right? Look at Chris mm-hmm. Rock's profession. He is a comedian. He makes jokes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chuckle. You know, it's not like yeah. saying anything. Hey, man, I'm doing things to your wife. You know, it was a joke. So let's think about it. If you look at G.I. Jane, the whole thing. All right, cool. Maybe you're going to be part two. I see nothing wrong with it. If somebody said that to my wife, I would not have a drama. You sit there and chuckle, you know, because that is the world those guys live in. But here's the thing, Mark. Here's my question. I guess there are no law enforcement officers at these events because
I'm sure there are, though. That's the thing.
But let's stop for a second.
You're right.
You're telling me as a law enforcement officer, you witness an assault. You're not coming up and putting silver bracelets on somebody because you're going to remove them out of that situation, right? A violent encounter just
should have happened.
Should have, right? Say what you want. You physically put your hands, and I won't get into a slap because what man slaps another man, but that's here nor there, right? This is just Rick. If I'm going to put my hands on another man, it's going to be very violent. You're telling me there's no LEOs that witnessed that or heard about it. Why wasn't he arrested at that point, removed out of that location?
Yeah.
Okay. So
that's a great question.
So here brings my second point, right? So we're in a very violent society right now. Those that have watched it, I'll go pimp slap whoever I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Will Smith can do it. Why can't I?
Yep.
I'm sorry, man. You get no privilege, right? And I hate the word even to use privilege. Somebody, there had to have been an LEO. I find it hard to believe they do not have officers there. Why was he not taken away in handcuffs? Now, you're at least going to bring him downtown, right? It's on Chris Rock whether he wants to press charges or not. But correct me if I'm wrong. You're going to remove that individual from that situation.
Yeah.
Correct?
The producers of the event should have removed him and made him leave. And I know what people are thinking, and I'm sure the Academy's thinking this. Oh my God, he's the Best Actor Award winner. We can't remove him. Oh yeah, you can. You know what you do? You get his sorry ass out of there and you go to number two and you give him the award.
Well, here's the thing. He broke the law.
Broke the law. Yeah.
Now, granted, it's on Chris Rock if he wants to press charges or not, which he probably won't. Yeah. Right?
Nah, I think he already said he wasn't going to.
But here's my point. He assaulted another individual. Why was he not physically removed from that location?
Again, I'll tell you why, because it's Will Smith. That's why.
I don't. So because
it's not
of who
Mark
you,
Kelly or Rick Hogg. Yeah.
Well, because of who you are. You know, and I hate this word privilege because it's being slapped around this country like it's out of control. But you're privileged because of who you are? Dude, no way, dude. That's the problem with this country, right? If you want to talk about you just assaulted another individual. Now, I got it. Self-defense. You may still wind up with handcuffs on. Okay. There's nothing to say an officer can't cuff you till they figure out what's going on. Right. An assault just happened. The security. There's got to be security. There's got to be law enforcement. There's got to be something there that nobody said, Mr. Smith, come with us, please. Now, granted, you don't have to
even
stop.
During the break. You know what I mean? Even during the break, it's not over. You know, yeah.
Something, right?
Yeah.
Now, granted, you don't. You could be courteous, and there's some flexibility. You don't have to slap the silver bracelets on right there. Hey, you want to be compliant? Move with us, okay? Let's go, sir. You know, boom. But damn, man,
I know.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry because you're going to have idiots that look up, you know, to these people and go, well, hell, Will Smith just pimp slapped him. I'm going to go pimp slap somebody. Dude, you put your hands on me. You started this conflict. And by God, I'm going to end it.
Yeah. But, Chris Rock, you know, he remained cool and didn't react. He did. But I mean, come on, man. So Will Smith, no one's ever going to remember you receiving that award. They're going to remember you acting like a jackass and making a fool of yourself in front of, you know, how many million people watch it? Because it's not the whole world, because nobody watches the Oscars. They've seen it now, though, on Twitter Nation.
Yeah. Everyone, I think probably everyone.
Damn near.
Right?
Anybody who's got a phone has seen it.
Have no clue what movie he got, you know, best actor for.
It was about the King Richard or whatever, Serena and Venus Williams. Father's story is what it was. And you know, and that's another thing too. They were both there. How embarrassing is it for them? Mm-hmm. They're there to watch him receive a Oscar for a role that they portraying his, their dad. And he acts like a freaking jackass. No one's going to remember it. It's unbelievable. So then several minutes later, he gets up. This is another point I want to make. Mm-hmm. And we were kind of touched on a little bit. He makes an acceptance speech talking about, he wants to be a beacon of bringing light to the world and hope. And dude, 15 minutes ago, you just slapped a man on the stage in front of TV. So I don't want I don't want to hear it. He had, when he walked up on that stage, like we were just talking about, he did not think of consequences at all. You know why? Because there's not going to be any. And he knows it.
Yeah.
He knows it.
The one thing I will say that he made the comment, and again, he made a comment, Denzel Washington said something to him, you know, something like, hey, when you're at your lowest, the devil comes in or something, right? Super fan of Denzel and some of the words that he expresses out there. And I don't know when it was said. I don't know when all this, you know, obviously Denzel knows something. Why would you use when you're at your lowest, you know? I think is what he said. I don't, whatever the quote was, right? But
yeah, the gist of it was that, yeah.
Yeah, but it was funny because during that whole thing, because I did see a clip on I think it was IG or something, and it pans over, and you see this look on Denzel Washington's face. Dude, it's like disgust, man. But there's so much, dude, there's so much to it, right? I'm sorry. If I was sitting there in a seated spot, and all of a sudden I get infuriated with somebody, and I start walking up, I guarantee my wife's going to grab my arm, say, hey, Jackal.
Oh, yeah.
Throttle back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, hold on.
She just let it. Nobody. That's the part. Nobody interjected. Nobody did nothing. It's like, maybe this is scripted. Let's go watch it play. Maybe it was.
Maybe they thought that. Yeah.
You know, but with Hollywood, you never know. But I just find it. I find it hard to believe. Not a soul did nothing. Nobody said nothing. And here we are with an epic event, in my opinion, of assault with no consequence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what's that say? What's that say to everybody else?
Yeah. I mean, the joke, I mean, he issued an apology. I think it was yesterday, last night, basically saying that, you know, he apologizes for this, you know, violence is a poisonous thing and all this other stuff. But then, you know, the joke about my wife's medical condition, come on, dude, there millions of people suffer from hair loss. She's not in a bubble. Okay. Let's come on. You know, so basically it's not my fault. He crossed the line, but I'm sorry, you know.
Yeah.
Now, his wife totally emasculated him last year, and he's trying to get some of that back. And he made an ass of himself. Made an ass of himself.
Yep.
And, you know, to make it even worse, the rumors, I don't know how true it is, but there's got to be something to it. It was one of her son's friends who's a rapper, a performer. And, you know, He's totally embarrassed. And, you know, if he's Will Smith, everybody's telling you how great you are and you can't even keep your woman, you know, whatever. I get it. But dude, you can't act that way. Here's a a public service announcement to you young folks out there. Don't ever let someone that you're in a relationship with drive you to the point where you're going to end up your butt in jail, because normal folks would go to jail for this. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. Take away everything you got, and they're still going to step out on you.
Yeah. And
don't
and
let it them goes do it.
No, it's a simple principle, right? You basically have two people in your life. You got those that put wind in your sail and give you that forward propulsion. You got those that are boat anchors weighing you down. Man, those that are boat anchors, don't waste your time, man. Cut the rope, be done with them anchors. And again, with these cats, you never know what's going on, right? Nine times out of 10, there's usually money involved. Oh, if I get divorced, she's getting half. Oh, I'm sorry, dude. You're going to give her umpteen $1 million and you still got umpteen $1 million left. Give me a break, man.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Sorry, dude. You know, hate it for you. You know, on your whole PSA deal, that's going to be the key thing, man. If people are weighing you down, if you've got, you know, anchors in your life, cut them. I hate to say, I don't care who they are. Cut them.
No.
Because it's not worth it to you. So.
Yeah. So, you know, Chris Rock, you know, he kept his composure, kept going through the program and got out of there. I did hear that he wasn't going to press charges. I tell you what I would do. You got to remember, in this age, that image is a meme. It's never going away.
Yep.
It's going to be there forever about you getting slapped on stage by another man. I would sue his ass for $250 million.
Sure.
I would drop it today and just be done with it. Hey, you know, you got to do something. But he probably won't. I mean, I don't know. That whole half-ass apology is bull crap. But you make a great point. And I know, you know, I don't like that word privilege either, but if there was an example, this is it. It's not you and me. Mm-hmm. It's guys like this. It's people in this level of a celebrity.
Yeah. And that's the part that people need to understand, right? So you have all these people out there that are throwing this word privilege around, attached to other words. And I'm like, okay, stop. You just had a prime example. Somebody, please get on your soapbox and talk about that. They haven't, nor will they. You know, that's the sad part. If you're going to sit there and harp this stuff, then harp it across the board. Sit there and go, you know, why was Will Smith allowed to stay there after he just assaulted another individual?
Yeah.
Ask yourself that question. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the part that concerns me out of all that. You know, the whole piece, I don't care, right? Care less about it. What I care about is you blatantly broke the law. Mm-hmm. And I got it. California is one of those states. Go steal up to $2,000. It's okay. We don't care, you know. But come on, man. You know, people have to understand you're responsible for your actions. All right. And this is a prime example where, once again, somebody that's in that hierarchy position does something. How many other people are going to follow suit?
Yeah, we made a post on Instagram page saying that comedian just came number 5 on the world's most dangerous job list.
Yeah.
He's a performer. You can't go on stage when he's just up there doing his thing. You know, you've been in that position, and now look what you're doing to him. So the Academy's in a pickle. Do they, you know, there's some talk about taking away his Oscar. I don't know about that. I don't think one has to do with the other. Now, should he be allowed to come back? I don't know. You know, it's just like, if you can't control yourself, these celebrities live in a dream world.
Oh, dude.
Everything is given to them. They're totally insulated.
Yep. Pampered.
They live in a dream world.
Yeah. Pampered. Don't have to do anything for themselves. And I've had a slight dealing with that, right? Just by doing some of the different projects I've had. And, oh, the talent. Would you like cold water? Shut the hell up, dude. I can get my own freaking water, right? I don't need you to... I don't need nothing from you people, right? I am independent. But when you see that and you see that culture, they very much cater to these cats. And I'm like, dude, if you can't get your ass up and get your own bottle of water, because it's not like the cooler's 3 miles away. It's within freaking shot there. Or you know what? Here's a novel concept. Bring your own, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But my point being, Mark, is it's just they've allowed this fantasy world to go there where they don't have to do nothing except remember some lines, or maybe they make up the lines, whatever they do, right? And now we've got an incident where one assaults another and you got nothing, no consequence. So I think you know what you're saying. Hey, Chris Rock put a civil lawsuit against him, because trust me,
yeah,
that picture of his face flying, like, ooh.
Oh man,
you're never gonna recover.
He's gonna be remembered for that, you know, mm-hmm. probably from anybody who's, you know, 25 or younger forever.
Yeah.
Who watched
and then
it's a shame.
It is a shame. But then you got to think, all right, so I won't see the industry kicking Will Smith out just because of you know, the money he brings them, but are you going to allow him to come back to another Oscar? Who's his next assault victim? And is the assault going to be worse? You know, I don't know.
You know, and then the Twitter nation, you know, Jada Smith gets on there. The season of healing is here, and I want to be part of it. I said, you know what, lady? You're a part of this. Now, he lost control of himself. It's no one's mm-hmm. fault but him. But, you know, he said in his acceptance speech, you know, you do crazy things for love. Now, yeah, she drove him freaking batshit crazy is what she did, and he lost it. And she publicly humiliated this guy and drove him, put him in this spot, and then they're out there partying afterwards. She's probably proud of herself that he is to this point now that he would do that for her. You know, she's just as crazy as he is. It's another reminder that, you know, listeners of the OTR universe, guys, you should not listen to anything that these folks say about your life and how to run your life ever. Their lives are a mess. This is how they act because they can. And let's face it, they can.
You look at most of these cats, right? This is the part that you got to sit there and scratch your head at. You know, Robin Williams, super famous. A deep spot, so deep that he's like, hey, my only solution is to end my life.
Yeah.
You know, and he's not the only one. I mean, there's been plenty of them that's committed suicide. I'm just sitting there going, how is your life so bad? You know, it was funny. We were talking to the patrons last night, and I think the word stress came up. It's like, dude, there is nothing stressful in life. Short of another man trying to kill you, that gets a little stressful, right? Mm-hmm. But other than that, dude, life's easy. Granted, you got some struggles, and I'm not saying that things don't bother me or everything else, but put things in perspective. You're on this side of the dirt. Trust me, it is all good. And you got to figure out, all right, what am I doing to capitalize this day? What am I looking, you know, to do to seize the day? What am I looking to do to make myself incrementally better today than yesterday? And just keep that progression, man. And that's why I say, you brought up a great point. You know, the whole PSA, dude, cut those boat anchors away, man. If somebody in your life is dragging you down, it's like I did that one War Hog Words of Wisdom talking about the whole toxicity. I love talking with people, love helping people, right? But some people have the answer. They just don't understand it. Dude, don't tell me that, oh man, I got to get off of social. It's toxic. It's toxic because you make it.
Yeah.
So whatever you're following, looking at, you opt to do that. I am very, you know, the people that I'm following for a reason, right? They're enhancing me. Adding value to whatever I'm doing. I mean, Jack Carr, I still go back to Jack's statement that was ultra powerful. I take time and think about what I'm posting because that, you know, whether it's his readers, you know, followers, whatever, they're taking their time. Dude, that what a powerful statement.
Yeah.
So in return, if you're viewing and it's toxic to you, be done with it. I mean, if I think it was up to both of us, we wouldn't even be on social. It's a platform to market. That's all it is. There's so much oppression on there. There's so much removing of your freedom of speech that somebody else thinks, well, you can't say that. I would tell everybody, hey, dude, if you don't have to be on there, don't be on there. And you got people that post stupid stuff. Oh, woe is me. I tripped and fell down 4 flights of stairs. Well, hopefully you recorded it so I can have it for a Monday funny. you know, but
yeah,
you know, people just put some stupid stuff out there and I'm just like, what does it matter? You know, use Jack's kind of template. Are you adding to people or are you just, again, when that time's burnt, it's burnt. You can't get it back. You can't buy it back. There's nothing you can do.
Now, I guess we should thank the Oscars this year because it kind of reinforced many of the things that we've said, that these folks are not something that you should be listening to, especially when they're continuously shoving it down everybody's throats on how they should act. And then we see this happen and zero consequences.
Yeah.
Zero. You know, same thing with the mask mandates out in California during the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. You know, all these Hollywood elites, man, they're most of them, their lives are messes, and this is what you end up with, and and it's just crazy, and they think you're a terrible person. I, you know, one of the Oscar ladies, you know, years ago, thanked her abortion doctor for this Oscar because she didn't have, wasn't tied down by a kid. That's the kind of thing she said that during her acceptance speech. Now, hey, if that's you, it, you know, hey, okay, all right, whatever. I don't want to hear, I don't need to hear about it.
I don't care.
I don't need to be telling me my freaking, how I should be living when your life is a freaking mess. This is a perfect example.
How about thank your mom and dad for giving you the values and the work ethic and everything else to get you where you're at? No. Hey, thanks.
Everybody tells them that they're the superstar, and they're always a superstar, and you can do whatever you want. So anyway, guys, tell us what you think about this show. Leave us a comment. Give us a 5-star rating. Not while you're driving though. And make sure you visit warhawk.com and kellydefense.com. Go check out warhawk.com, and you can contribute to the In Honor of Duco Project, great foundation with Scott's Wish. A lot of good things going on. And also make sure you go to Patreon. Those guys, I had a great time last night. What a great conversations
we
had.
Dude, it was awesome. And then here's the part, right? So it's just not a one-stop shop where it's like, hey, you solve all the world's problems. You know, couple emails came in from the patrons, you know, post Zoom call, but that's what it's about, right? So it's having a community where you guys, you know, sit there and chat, and hey man, I got this going on, that going on, just a super crew. But a great way to support the show, it's fun chatting with dudes. And the beauty is with technology, and again, I'm not a super fan of technology, but I like it, the fact of, dude, we're all over the world, man. You know, so it's just not, you know, just not here in the U.S., you know. We've got patrons all over, so it makes it nice to connect with them. Although our Brit counterparts were looking a wee bit sleepy.
Yeah, it was a late one. We try to work it in so they can not be up so late. But they're dedicated, man.
They are dedicated, man. Those guys.
And they contribute. They're very good contributors, and they just, 100%. They love us Yanks, man.
Oh, yeah. We love the Brits, man. Brits are great people. Yeah.
So anyway, again, like Rick said, thanks for giving us your time. It's a privilege that we can stand up here and do this, and you guys actually listen to us and send us feedback. It's a blessing. So go out there and have a great day and great week. Thanks again, Rick. Let's do it again.
Absolutely, buddy. Can't wait.